I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it's crossover time. Let's welcome in Dan Dibley and Mark Grandy.
No, you mean the Double Mint twins. They're wearing the same shirt.
I'd like to get to that in a second, but yeah. I have something serious to talk about.
Let's say. Boy, man.
You know, God works in mysterious ways.
God's plan. God's plan.
And yeah. Dibs should know what I'm talking about here. We have a friend.
Which God, though? I mean,
oh boy.
Dan and I have a friend, and his name's Derek. And Derek's from Detroit, and he shared with us yesterday that he's got a 91-year-old mom in Detroit who's not in good health, so he's got to go back a lot. Mm. And he was on vacation last week, and he found out that his brother suffered is in a coma, basically.
Oh, that's terrible.
And so he was texting Dibs and I yesterday, and you know we were offering him some support.
Yeah.
And he just sent a photo. Did you see this?
No.
So Derek also knows our great friend Dana.
Okay, Dana Ali.
And Dana Ali is the most positive, optimistic, wonderful guy you could ever meet. And I just got a photo. Derek just sent Dibs and I a text, and it's a photo of Derek sitting next to Dana on the plane because apparently Dana is going to Vegas and the flight's going through Vegas. So it's just really, really nice to see Derek has to fly home for this awful thing. And he obviously bumped into Dana and now they're going to fly together. I don't know. There's something...
There's
something there that's... something bigger at play there.
God's plan.
Yeah.
And if you're Derek and you're going back to, you know, face what he's going to face, which is basically his brother is in the last moments and his mom is not that far behind, and you have to go back and deal with, you know, not only one, but two and both, and you walk on the plane and the big fella is there.
Comfort.
Dana Ali, beyond comfort, it is like a 4-hour distraction and you know, and
I'm picturing Dana right now.
Yeah, and the joy. And for those of you who don't know Dana, he is the single most positive, like joyful, mustachioed. I will buy a tchotchke every week. He's hosted probably in his backyard. He's probably hosted 849 different events.
A lot.
All of them. Like every event. It's like Dana's. Boom. So... for Derek to have Dana, that is the ultimate power. And you might be right, Steiny. That could be God's plan.
Yeah.
Shout out Drake.
Yeah. All right. All the best to our buddy Derek.
He's going through it. Stuff. Yeah. I mean,
all right.
Wow.
Let's see. Let's get back to Wiggins.
We got to go last night before we get to Devers.
Take it from here, Goo.
No, just I thought that was embarrassing effort by the Giants last night.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing. And... you know, you could look at whatever you want to look at. And Grandy and I are doing radio. And, you know, the game actually started while we're doing it. And, you know, we're doing our thing. And I'm glancing right. And he's glancing right. And I go left. And he goes left. And it's like...
bases loaded. Nobody out.
8-2.
And then, whatever. You get through it. And all of a sudden, Bomel comes out. And he gets the ball. And we go to break. And Grandy says, he didn't get an out. And I looked up. I'm like, let me see. He didn't get an out. Holy Schmidt.
Man.
That's bad.
And like, now he's in sack.
Well, I mean, and maybe he's on his way to, I mean, double A, not Altoona, but...
Richmond?
Thank you. I couldn't get it right. It would have been better if I did, but...
High A, Eugene? Low A, San Jose?
Yeah.
He's down. Shout out the B-52s.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. It's a struggle, and I think that his time as a starter this year, it's a wrap, like Saran.
Wow. Yeah.
I would commit to that if they had any other options, but I don't know what their other option is. I mean, he's not going to make his next start. He can't possibly make his next start, but I wouldn't rule out, like, September or something, because I don't know if they have enough guys that they view are even close to the big league level right now.
So that's
how are they going to fill the rest of the year?
Well,
Sean Jelly.
Stoddy was saying the next 7 to 8 games. I'm saying Buster needs to know now. He played the game, Dibs and Grandy. He knows what this team is capable of, or if this is who they really are. but he should be ahead of the curve trying to add a starter to the chances of this season. But we're getting a lot, and Steiny's one of them. Oh, it's about the next 2 to 3, but don't wait. This is not over.
If you're not going to give up a legitimate minor league guy, you're not going to get a good pitcher.
Right, and I hate when I drive in and I hear Steiny and I go, man, I'm with you, Steiny.
Tell me,
and
today,
you know, I actually pulled over and I vomited because it made me so upset that I agreed with him. It's not about this year for Buster Posey. It's about next year. It's not this year. It's next year. And, you know, Devers, new team, adjustment, Adames, well, he's now hot. And you have so many other issues with your team. And the one thing that makes me think about next year is Robbie Ray. You got one more year of Robbie Ray. You've got Logan Webb. And between now and then, you need to figure out, like, who your rotation really will be. I don't think that you go out now at the deadline and try to overspend for somebody for this year to try to do what? Be a wild card and get knocked down?
Is Keller a free agent?
I don't know his contract status.
If he were under contract for a couple years, that's different.
I think he might have another year. I'll check for you.
But I do want to say this to that, Dibs, especially with what you guys talked about with Derek and Dana. Tomorrow is not promised, and I know there's no death in here. Yeah. But are you telling me you are resigning on what this season, the special season, it was shaping up to be, to where you're about to just pull the plug? Because when you talk like that, and I get it, it sounds like you're saying, oh, well, we're struggling, nothing to see here. Offensively, I think they can fix themselves. And it's obvious now you got two problems in the rotation. Buster, you have to go get something to solidify this rotation to give you a chance for these next 60 games to mean something.
I don't think that this was ever going to be special unless you got to October and you got like hot pitching and you went on a run. I look at last night as a microcosm, Steiny, of what is wrong. And you look at Elliot Ramos in left field. My God,
man.
You mentioned Keller. I don't know if you were talking about Helen Keller, but I'm just going to leave it there. Yeah. But the way he plays left field, my God, like, can we get Luciano to do the same thing?
Wow,
can we get like Luciano, Matos, and Ramos, and that's your outfield? And if somebody hits a fly ball, good Lord, we're not going to catch it. And we're looking at it right now. That's not an easy play, but a good left fielder makes it.
No doubt.
And then the one to left field where it's a little bit of a blooper, and he just throws it over Adames' head.
I mean,
what the hell was that?
Dude, I'm like 20 feet away from each other.
I got
my
purple glove right here. What made it worse is the team in white was like, it was like Little League. They're like, they made you pay for, like, what are you doing?
Well, they didn't score, but they did move up 90 apiece.
Because of Adames, hell of a pick on the double play.
It doesn't minimize the lackadaisical, like, that was embarrassing. Yeah, you didn't score, but it's about you did that.
Well, and then Jung Hoo Lee doing his best Ramos impression
that's
by letting
him
the ball drop.
Yeah,
what the hell was that in left center field?
You were the kid. But use your voice.
Get out of there, Ramos.
I mean, what voice? So, and let's just play this out practically. So Jung Hoo's coming over, and he's saying in likely Korean,
well,
I got it. And Ramos is coming over in Spanish? Saying,
well, they haven't agreed upon a word, whatever it is that they all use.
Whatever it is.
I mean, Bomell mentioned lack of communication.
Whatever the word is, it
tippy
was
toes.
Not. Yeah,
it's tippy toes.
Thank you. Shout out Seinfeld.
Catch the ball.
Tippy toes, tippy toes. 82, Jerry. That's another one of my favorite. But I don't know what the communication is or what it was, but it's a mess. And even Patrick Bailey on the pop fly behind home plate, and he runs
over,
he's right by the net, and it's just whoop. And he dropped it. It right now is a little bit of an endemic situation of bad defense. And I will excuse Chapman. And I think
that
it was you,
Steiny. Hop.
It was a second bounce top spin hop. You remember back in the days when we had Super Bowls?
Oh, yeah.
When we were kids. And you throw it off the wall. And the first bounce was true.
Yes.
And the second bounce was, kadow! That was a classic Super Bowl bounce. Yes, you do, you little liar.
Super Bowl.
Remember you have
I remember Jax, where you throw the ball up and you grab the Jax.
You remember Jax?
Yeah.
Well, that was actually a Super Bowl. You'd go to the grocery store and you'd put a quarter in and you'd turn the thing and you'd get a Super Bowl. And you'd go home and you'd throw it against the wall.
Well, Grandy, maybe
and
I
it would be, the first bounce would be a normal bounce and the second bounce would be like 3 feet
take
higher.
Take off on you.
Right, and that's what Chapman was.
Yeah.
So.
That's just a, yeah, rough
But are
play,
you done but. Being, so you, what are your expectations for this team moving forward? I still got playoffs or bust.
Me too.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's.
Playoffs are disappointed. That's how I'm going
to
feel.
Yes, but I don't think you look at this team and go, you know what? Now we need to go get a starter. I don't think that you can afford to go out
what
and get a
do
starter.
Then? And how are you even going to try to achieve those goals if you don't address Verlander
you're gonna hope
possibly?
That Carson Seymour
man,
can come in and be
good luck with that,
the guy
man.
Or Mason Black yeah, or
they gotta get
Sean
experience.
Jelly or, yeah.
Got to get experience for next year.
But I thought Buster was a go-getter. Grandy, something has to be done.
Well, he's gotten a lot of guys already.
Well, now you're hemorrhaging in regard to rotation.
Okay, what if the only way for you to go get somebody that you feel like is of any value is give up either Eldridge or Wisenhunt? Are you doing that?
Eldridge, no way.
The rest of their farm is empty. They don't have anybody. Then you're looking at having to trade away from your big league squad. Are you going to trade Ramos to get somebody? Honestly,
so
I might consider it.
Net right now, Grandy, to that point, they're 3.5 back. Do the Giants make the wild card? Who says yes?
Safe money is no, but...
Well, I say yes. Absolutely.
I'm still saying yes.
I say no now.
And Grandy, you're out?
If I had to predict, I think I'm saying no, I'd still be disappointed. Missing the playoffs is a disappointment, but I don't think I'd bet that it's going to happen at this point.
Wow.
Well, I wouldn't bet it, but if I look at what they've gone through, this is not who they are. And... You know, 12-3 to start the year, that's not who they were either. They're mostly a 500 slightly plus team.
They were with that with Kapler, and he didn't have Devers.
Well, I mean, were
they?
He
didn't have Adames.
Were they? Because I looked at the last, 3.5 years.
The 500.
Right. They're 79-83. Then they were 80-82.
Right.
Like
they're actually one
81.
Game above 500 the last 3 years
exactly.
And this year.
But this
exactly.
Is the most talent you got, though. Kapler didn't have this talent.
I agree.
Mean, they opened up the wallet. Come on, man.
Agreed.
And Verlander's been a bust, but I'm
right.
Just...
But that's the issue. That's what I think. They actually are the same team. And the reason they're the same team is because Verlander has not helped them. Adames has only helped them recently, but it hasn't translated to wins. And Devers hasn't hit yet since he's been here. So the guys who have produced or who have gotten them here... have been mostly the guys from last year.
Well, yeah, like Adames' season to this point is similar to what Conforto did a couple of years ago or whatever. But to Goo's point, 500 in the Kapler era felt like an overachievement.
Man.
500 now feels like a major disappointment.
No doubt. And I can't... I know you got to do it, Stanley.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you also from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
What I want to know, and we won't be privy to, is what Buster thinks of this current play now. And I got to believe he's ultra disappointed. But if he believes there's some ketchup in the ketchup bottle, you got to go see if you can get, okay, forget Keller, but some type of mid-level starter.
I mean,
like if you think you got action to... Well, I mean, we saw the Diamondbacks make the wild card a couple years ago, and we saw the Giants win it and go to the World Series. Like, that's still on the board if you are telling me a lot of our guys are underperforming.
You've got action, but if you get a starter, does that make Elliot Ramos suddenly know how to play left field? Does that make...
This is crazy what's going on with
him. I mean, honestly, if you look at all their problems, and I think Steiny was very critical of Patrick Bailey and... You know, it was mostly out of bounds, and Evan put you in check. Not quite checkmate, but he put you in check with the actual numbers. But say it with your chest.
Patrick Bailey stinks.
That was not with your chest. That was with baby diaphragm.
I get it.
3-2
This reminds us of our show when we had one. We had a show together, us three.
I know.
Hey, Steiny,
here.
What do you think about Patrick Bailey?
He stinks.
Okay. Yeah.
About a 6.5, though. Dibs wanted a 10.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted Guru's Gripes or, you know,
Steiny's
sentiments,
well.
Whatever it is, but I think that
Lamar Jackson stinks.
Well, that's true.
I need you to find the, what was it? Evan Turner? No.
Miles Turner.
Miles Turner? He's a jackass.
I got bad news. They didn't make it from the other building.
There's so many good ones that he had. That just like AJ and Anobi.
I like that one. Actually.
I love that one.
Boy.
There's so many good ones that didn't
Blake
make the trip.
He stinks.
I mean, not bad. The guy's not available.
Rehab.
$1 million a start, and he's pitched, what, twice?
But this is what they got him for, Dibs. He'll be ready when it's go time.
Sure he will. Right. Four innings of one-hit ball, and then, little twinge.
5 innings, 7 walks, hey, you forgot 13 strikeouts.
He threw a no-hitter in Cincinnati last year.
Look at you. We gotta put a right on the table.
Him, though.
Something I did at Go Pest Control.
Okay, still. All right.
I can't believe Devers. I love him. I can't believe he's at first after how bad he looked around in that bag. I rewound four. Dibs, you said you've had every injury in the body.
What do you mean? He's at first?
He's at first tonight.
Yeah, he's playing first.
Wait. Yeah, I thought you knew.
Breaking
what
news.
What was that
news,
coming
news.
Around third? Like, is he Draymond to where I feel like the organization is afraid of him? Frank Sinatra, you do it your way? Why would that man is hurt? Stein, like he's a gamer.
Why would they put him at first?
I get that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, he's not hurt.
But I'm asking you your visuals last night when you watched him round third.
He didn't look healthy to me.
Maybe that's why you got two homers.
I mean,
not a doctor.
He got the third, and I saw him begging for the stop sign.
Don't make me run,
dude,
Matt.
Seriously.
Please.
And he's at first tonight.
He gets to third, and Matt Williams is doing the Flannery, and you can see Devers like, no, Matt,
dude,
please. I need two hands.
Like, something's going on. He's hurt.
Well,
need anybody to tell
Just wait
me.
Until he has to stretch for a throw from Chapman at third base. What
Randy,
happens then?
I think they're really... They're setting themselves up to look bad.
Oh,
if
I thought it was
going to
jumpstart him.
No, I said it's a
You said it was going to kickstart him.
It's a possibility.
Oh, you said so.
But I also said this, Grandy. Don't. If there's a ball hit and
Put
he
your
can't
finger
dive,
down.
If he can't dive, Dibs, that's a bad look.
Who says he can't dive?
No, if he can and we're like, okay, Dominic Smith could have got that ball.
This is unreal.
Right, but what about Wilmer Flores? Where, I mean, there's a four-hopper right of Wilmer and it's wop, wop, wop.
Do they think Devers is going to be a better first baseman than Flores defensively?
No.
Well, then I'm not sure why they would do it.
I mean, I'm sure that they're throwing a righty today, right?
Well, Flores can't play first every day, so that's the way to get Flores' bat in the lineup every day is how I interpret it.
Well, that's what I was thinking is like, okay, you need both their – this is a way to get them both in there, so why wouldn't you just kind of platoon them?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see how he is defensively, but – that's the way to get both of their lineups in the bat in the lineup every day because otherwise you have to have Flores play every other day, Dominic Smith play first, and then Devers DH all the time.
That's something we should have seen coming to a little bit with Devers that once he got here, Flores' at bats were going to go down, and ever since Devers has gotten here, you've lost Flores. Like he just has not. I mean,
whether
I think
he's playing first or
still,
DHing,
exactly.
He still can't hit.
I think he's got 55 RBIs, I think, which still lead the team, but he hasn't had a lot of RBIs in the last month. So.
Now he had, what, 8 or 9 RBIs in that one game versus the A's in mid-May?
And I know Stoney's not saying this, Grandy, but these are pros, man. It's unfair because we got into the Birdsong thing. I'll throw it to you. I'm not saying Wilbur's slumping because Devers got here and he's moping. Dude, you're up. You got to make the most of what you get. And you've been getting at bats?
Not as many. Like, seriously, not as many. I mean, he's kind of been platooning a little bit.
He has been.
Yeah.
Dom Smith's been playing first base good amount.
Now, Stoney said Ralphie Devers wasn't playing the field at all with Boston. We get it. But I got to believe this might be something, Dibs, to where this is to unlock him if he really was yearning to get back out there because he was an everyday player. And who knows if he gets ultra, if he looks like himself from this day on, you got to be like, dude was happy he was playing the field.
Yeah, maybe. And, I mean, I do think that there's a little bit of it about Wilmer Flores where you didn't want him to play the field and Devers wasn't ready, and so you put him out there. And, you know, Wilmer is not a guy who is able to go out there every day and play the field, so... Yeah, maybe you mix it up, and Devers will be playing first base for the first time ever in his major league career.
And you lost six in a row.
And that's, like, that tells me kind of they're in a bind.
And your defense already sucks.
They don't want to play Devers at first. There's no way they want to. The only reason they want to play him at first is to get another bat in there at DH where he had been playing, but... This is a half a year experience at most, I would think, till Eldridge gets up here.
What do you guys think about, and every fiber of my being disagrees with Stoney, the Birdsong issue, any correlation with hitting the Marlin? You know, when he was told to hit the guy. Dibs, if my manager told me to hit somebody, I would take it like it was a tattoo and a badge of honor. But we can't. Steiny thinks that way. We won't know. But do you believe that threw him off?
God, no. I mean, if that threw him off, then you might. Wow. It might be time for you to go to be a Walmart greeter or a parking enforcement officer, a PEO. If you dotting one person one time has led to where you can't get anybody out in a game against Atlanta, well, then you are.
He's a young pitcher. He's 23. And he's obviously going through stuff.
So he's a young pitcher. He's 23.
That's why you would.
How long has he been a pitcher in his life?
He only had 20 starts before the Marlins game at the major league level.
Okay. How many starts has he had as a pitcher in actual baseball?
I have no idea. Right? I have no idea.
I'd say a lot, Dibs.
I would say he started as a starting pitcher when he was probably 9 or 10.
Okay.
So, I mean, the whole idea of, like, you're the pitcher, throw a strike, and now because you have to dot a guy, oh, I lost my wiffle ball in Mr. McGillicuddy's yard.
It's not just me.
No, I think that's incredibly soft.
It may be soft. It may be soft.
Super soft.
But it did not help.
Well, if it is true, and that is what's throwing Birdsong for a wrench, then he's not the dude that we thought he was in the first place.
There you go, man.
Right. And were you ready to give up on Kobe Bryant when he had 4 air balls in a playoff game?
No, of course not.
I mean, right. So,
not giving up on him for his career, but like,
right. So
should be able to come back from that.
Listen, that's all we're saying.
Right. And what I'm saying is this, that he was struggling before that game. He was walking guys, and you chose that game after he got the first 2 outs of the first inning. You picked that time for this guy who was lacking some confidence. We knew it at the time. We knew he was struggling, and you said to Birdsong, listen, we know you're struggling, but let's just put a guy on first, because even though you're struggling, we know you can get out of it. They're down 3-0 in the first, and he's been worse since then. And I'm just saying they didn't do him any favors. I'm not saying that's the reason he hasn't pitched well, but that was not smart.
It sounds like you're saying that's why he's not pitching well.
No, it's not. What I'm saying, he was struggling before that game. He had 2 very subpar starts. He was starting to walk some guys. Okay, now, so he's a rookie pitcher, essentially, and you're putting him out there, and he's, as a young pitcher, what do you think he's concerned about? Himself. He's concerned about himself. Like, he's got to get right. So he gets the first 2 outs of the first inning, and then they tell him to dot somebody. I like that phrase. And he hits somebody, and they're on first. Then he loses the second guy, and it's first and second, and then boom. It's a 3-run homer, and you're down 3-0. I'm just telling you, I could see how a guy like Birdsong would be like, that's kind of effed up. You know, it's like I'm struggling enough, and now we're just gonna give them a runner. Again, it was a bad move.
Be a good teammate, suck it up.
Right.
Come on.
Man.
No, you guys are all right. The bottom line is they've stunk since then.
Yeah, they have.
They were 10 games over at that point.
And if I'm a Giant brass, I kind of in a crazy world, because you guys have just made my point. I hope Steiny's right, if that's all that ails Birdsong. But
it's
I think
not
there's
all
bigger
that ails
stuff
him.
Going on
it, what it did
than
was,
that.
What
if
it
that
did
was,
was
it, I would take that 10
what
times
it did
over.
Was, what it did was, you took a struggling pitcher, and you made him worse after the struggle.
But you're saying you're giving pennies to his mental fortitude.
You're right. Right now, I am giving pennies to his mental fortitude because he's a young player. That's why I would not have asked him at that moment in that inning with 2 outs and nobody on to plunk a guy.
Mm.
Not a rookie, essentially, or an inexperienced guy. That's just me.
Yeah, to me, it's completely unrelated. And you look at what he's been before that and since that, he is struggling with release point and accuracy. And, you know, yesterday was a great example where you come out of the break and you got skipped before the break. Like, okay, here we go.
2 weeks
like
between
two
his
weeks.
Last start.
Yeah, you got 2 weeks to get ready. And you come out and you get your Schmitz lit.
You didn't get one out.
No, 0 outs.
Only and one ball got put in play.
That's wild.
And he gave up 5 runs.
On one hit. Five runs.
How ridiculous is that?
That is crazy.
Yes, you get sent, and now you bring up one of the various Carsons, and you hope that they can do better. But for me, the trade market is not a place where you would go. It's not a fertile ground for the fix.
But you're really hampered then, Dibs, if that's not an option.
You've got a 42-year-old who can't win a game.
But you paid him to come here.
To win a game. And he can't win. And, you know, Carson can't win. So now you go to, you know, a different Carson. Or, you know, you go to all the different guys in your minor leagues. Maybe Mason Black or Sean Jelly, whatever it's going to be. These guys are not the answer. The answer is not out there.
Goo, really quick.
Wow.
So I saw one potential trade, and it was Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins, former Cy Young Award winner. But he has a 7 ERA this year. But there's a lot of teams out there that feel like, all right, we could fix him, right? CBS Sports, the projected package back to Miami, Eldridge and Wisenhunt for Alcantara.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Mitch Keller's would be a similar price because he's under contract he's under contract for like three more years.
Eldridge is untouchable, man.
And so if that's the price, then there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Then I'm going to lose that bet on them making the playoffs if they got to use duct tape and Gorilla Glue to get through the season with this rotation if Verlander doesn't turn it around.
Oh, and Robbie Ray got knocked around. Webb.
You gave him a 2-run lead with Webb. He gave up 4, but was later.
Webb got into the 6th and he gave it up, and Robbie Ray was not that sharp. And so if those two aren't going to be that sharp, then yeah, you're in real trouble. And I would hate to see you lose a bet. That would be the first time you actually lost a bet.
Last thing, Acuna scoring from first Randy. On the base hit, that was embarrassing. And Evan was like, Willie Mays, Ricky, that was embarrassing.
What was the most embarrassing part of the night last night?
I think Acuna cut scoring from first.
It's up there.
It was Elliot Ramos fielding a bloop and throwing it over Adamas' head.
They were 20 feet apart.
And you could
see Willie underhand toss it.
Willie throws the purple glove up like, what the absolute was that?
Tibbs, I'll leave you with this one because I'll let you I'll leave you with this one and then you can tell me how wrong this is.
All right. I'll wait till you're in the car in half an hour.
Bob Melvin, Guru's been, flip a spread, get up into him. And I'm like, that's not really who he is. And he's like, so what? You got to do it. And I feel like, you know what? Melvin did get emotional this year. And that's when he asked Birdsong to plunk the Marlin guy. He would have never done that if he wasn't feeling pressure. So he did that. But that didn't work out well.
I believe if Birdsong ramifications, he would have said, Skip, I can't do that.
It depends.
I got to go.
It depends on your team. Steiny, before you go, you know I've coached high school sports for 25 years. And
my man.
One time, I actually did the equivalent of flipping the spread. And at the end of the match, my senior captains pulled me aside and they said, dude, that doesn't work. Like, when you get mad, it makes us not want to play. So it depends on the team and how you respond. But right now, they've lost 6 in a row.
Here's the other thing real quick before I let you go.
You still here?
I got to believe the Giants, who have seen Birdsong pitch for a while, maybe they know as a young pitcher. Maybe they know. They should know. You know, he is a little fragile right now. He has to develop some mental toughness. That's another reason why you shouldn't have done it on 95.7 The Game.